relationships. And if you're someone out there that has been in the dating game for a while and you don't really think you want to be in it anymore because it's not very much fun, well, maybe we can change your mind. We're talking about renewing your perspective on dating in the new year. And Julia Bendis is joining us. And Julia is founder of Match by Julia. It's a matchmaking boutique. And I believe she's originally from the Soviet Union. Julia, thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
It's always interesting to learn about how people get started this as a profession, right? Let's hear a little bit about your background. You're originally from the Soviet Union.
Right. You know, it's kind of interesting because it's a very cultural thing, and it originated in India and Eastern Europe. So the women in my family have always done it. It was just something they did on the side for fun as a hobby, setting people up. You know, my mom did it. My grandma did it. And especially in Ukraine, you know, I think every woman did it. And it's just something that I picked up and I was always good at it. And as my kids say, there's only two things I really care about is feeding people and asking them about their love life and whether they're happy.
Well, and that makes me laugh, too, because you have written a book. It's kind of a comedic book as well, correct?
Right. You know, I started putting together these funny short stories about being an immigrant in the United States. And when we came here, it was still, Russia and Soviet Union. It was still part of USSR. And we moved to California to a small area called Orange County, where nobody has ever seen or heard of an immigrant from that area, you know, but we were one of the first. So we had funny stories about adventures and how we would get lost on the freeways. Nobody could ever operate the freeways in California, but we didn't even know what they were or how to get off. It's just funny stories about that in my matchmaking. And I'm working on another book called Confessions of a Matchmaker, which is all about matchmaking in relationships.
Well, yeah. So. It's neat when you have a history like that. I guess you look for the right cues of trying to find the right kind of people for the individuals that you care about.
Right. Well, it's a lot of it is intuition. You know, I can meet with someone and within 10, 15 minutes, I already have people in mind for them. And it's just really about understanding their needs, what they need, what they're looking for, what they want. And sometimes it's not exactly what they think they need.
Really?
Know?
Yeah.
Because we all think we want one thing in the end. That's not really what we need in our life in terms of a partner.
Okay.
So a lot of times it's just opening people's eyes about why. Why are you looking for this type of person when you really should be with this type of person? Or maybe just opening up your horizons to other potential partners.
Yeah, that's a good idea. All right, well, let's discuss how to date in the new year. Do you help people of all different ages find that special someone, people that have been married, divorced, people that are thinking, oh, I just don't think I ever can go down this road again?
I do, yes. One of my youngest clients was 23, and I hesitated on taking him on because, you know, he's pretty young. My son is 23. He's definitely not ready to get married right now. And my oldest client was probably 84, 85, although he kept forgetting how old he is. And at that point, I'm like, you know what? It doesn't really matter. But, yes, people come of all ages, all cultures, all backgrounds. And as long as they're open to listening to me, trusting me, because they're hiring me as a professional.
Yeah.
And they're allowing me to take that difficult journey and that process from them and to help them with it. So I just say, you know, sit back, relax, go out with every single person I present to you. They do fight me. I mean, I just had an argument last night with a client because, you know, he's 65 years old and he thinks he should be dating 45-year-olds. No, you shouldn't.
But he hired you to find him the right person. And I would love an update on that one to see how it goes. Because I'm sure, here's the thing, right? People who tend to maybe not do so well in relationships maybe don't have the intuition that you have about trying to find the right person. And so they go along with a relationship and maybe just go along with it. And eventually, because they did just go along with it and it wasn't the right one, it just didn't work.
Right, exactly. And not just that, but the fact that people are looking for the wrong types of people and they think this is what they need. I mean, why do you need someone 20 years younger than you? What could you possibly have in common with that person, right?
Exactly.
What could you be talking about?
Right. That's so funny. So let's say, okay, I have a boyfriend, but we'll pretend I don't. And I hire you and I say, okay, Julia, I've been out here in the dating game, which I had been, and it's no fun. I could tell you that. Help me find the right person. What would we do? What does a matchmaker do? How do you find someone for these people?
Right. Well, it's a very traditional type of service. We have a consultation. They tell me what they're looking for, who they are. I get to know them. And then I go through my database of people because I have sort of a pool of people that are in my database and they're waiting to be matched. So some people just want to sit in the database and they don't want to pay for a very personal service where I'm looking for them every single day. Other people hire me to literally be looking and interviewing people every single day for them for a certain amount of time, usually 6 months. And I start interviewing people from my database and I start reaching out to other matchmakers. There's, you know, hundreds of them throughout the country, the world. We all work together. We help each other. And I meet with every single person. I talk to them, present that client to them, and vice versa. Everybody sees their profile, pictures. I can no longer get away without showing pictures the same age. Everybody wants to see them. And then they go on a date. We exchange phone numbers the night before. The gentleman usually calls to kind of break the ice. They show up on a date, and then afterwards they give me feedback, how it went, what they liked, what they didn't like. And it's a process. You know, the whole thing is a process that as long as you're open to, it works. It works amazing because matchmaking has been around for thousands of years.
Sure. How many people can you...
I think we need it now more than ever.
Yeah, and finding the right... trying to help people find the right person for them. How many people do you think that you've matched over the years, or how many people have been successful?
Wow, that is
a
great question. I actually had a list going, and I think the last time I checked, and I need to update it, it's been a couple of years, but it's in the thousands. It's definitely in the thousands. Because I was doing this when I was a teenager. I don't know why. Well, I don't know why I cared more about, you know, people's love life at 16 than about being a teenager. But, you know, once I mastered English, once we came here, then it was all about just who's single, who needs a friend. And it wasn't just for relationships, it was for friendships. So my very first match was, I believe I was like a freshman in high school, so I was, you know, 15 years old or so.
Yeah.
So it's definitely been in the high, you know, thousands now. And I need to go back to that list. I was literally writing down names and their birthdays and what year it was. So it's been a lot. Had babies born due to it. So it's pretty amazing.
I suppose people, too, will say, Julia, guess what? We're getting married and we want you to be at our wedding because you were the reason we met. Do you get invited to weddings all the time?
I do. But a lot of times I'll find out later. Some people do, and I have been to weddings due to my matchmaking. And other times people are just kind of, you know, people are not having as huge weddings anymore. And I think maybe it's because of COVID.
Could be.
And maybe people are saving money and being smarter. I tell my boys, don't have a huge lavish wedding. Save that money. Put it on a down payment on a house.
Right. Exactly. It is a lot of money these days. But I figured that a lot of people will reach out to you and send you cards and thank you for putting them together.
They do. It's pretty amazing. That and gifts, which is beautiful. You know, I never expect anything. But it's always amazing just to receive just a handwritten note saying thank you and how things have changed for them and how the life has completely changed. And there's also a lot of people that are turned away because I realize they're still not over their ex.
Yeah.
And I had a guy, actually, who was an ex-FBI agent, of all things, and I told him to go buy a ring and propose to his ex-girlfriend, and he did, and I got married, and I've been together for, I don't know, over 10 years now. And I just didn't feel right taking him on because all he did was sit in my office, talk about his ex. And I just kept asking, why? What happened? I just couldn't commit. Why? What's the problem? You love her. You can't stop comparing every woman to her. Go buy a ring right now. He did and proposed. And I think, you know, sometimes you can't help everyone.
Yeah.
But I try my best.
Right. Oh, my gosh. I love the fact that you're just straight up honest with them. And you'll tell them you're not ready yet. Here's some things maybe you need to work on. And then we'll see what happens later. Call me later. We'll see where you're at, kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm very direct about it. I think it's my culture, you know, as sure. Eastern Europeans. We're very direct, and I don't feel right taking people's money when they're not ready for whatever reason it is. So sometimes it's better for them to go do a little bit of work or go back to that person, realize what they had,
man,
and maybe messed up.
Yeah, and go back and try to make it right. All right, so your website is matchbyjulia.com, but you also have a YouTube channel, you have Facebook where people can find you, and Instagram. What are all of those? Are they the tips and tricks, or what are those sites about?
Exactly. Yes, I do a lot of videos. My YouTube account on YouTube is just Match by Julia. I do a lot of videos about the process, about what to do, what not to do, how the whole matchmaking world works, the industry, and dating tips and online dating tips. Because as you know, there's millions of dating apps, online dating apps, and some of them better than others, and people don't seem to really know how to operate them.
No.
And having the right photos and having the right profile. And some of the things people say online, oh boy, that's a whole other, you know, Instagram page.
It totally is, yeah. That's where I met my current boyfriend on, I think, something called Zoosk. I was wanting to have long conversations before I ever met him face to face. And a lot of people are not willing to do that. And so that wasn't working for me. So I talked with him on there for a really long time before I met him. And I thought that was great that he was willing to chat with me there.
I think that's a great idea. I tell people all the time, don't go meet anyone until you have a conversation with them.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a video call. It doesn't have to be FaceTime. It could just be a phone call, like a regular normal phone call.
Yeah.
And then meet them. And, you know, the worst part about it is that where people go wrong is that they're texting back and forth too much, whether it's online or just regular texting on their phones instead of talking. People have lost that ability to communicate. It's all about text. And they have these great conversations over text, but they can't hold the conversation down anymore.
Yeah.
Because we've forgotten what it's like to communicate in person.
That's crazy.
So we need to go back to that.
So Julia, if someone's saying, oh, I want to search into this a little bit more, it's a new year. Yeah, maybe I could use some help. What would be the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Definitely go to the website. Everything is there. They just click on Get Started. They fill out an intake form. If they don't want to fill out the form, it's pretty long. They can schedule a consultation with me. We get on the phone or video call or meet in person if they're local. A lot of times I fly out to meet people all over the country as well. So the first step, definitely go to matchbyjulia.com, click on Get Started, and it'll take you through the right process, how to begin.
Okay. And is there a way for people to get your book?
Yes. So they can purchase it on my website. There's also an audiobook on Amazon, Audible. And everything is on my website, social media. Yes, there's links to everything.
Well, Julia, this was a pleasure having you here today. So much fun talking to you. And hats off to you for helping people find their soulmates in the new year. Have a wonderful day.